This is Holiday Readings and Remembrances, reflections on the season as told by members of the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, a story by children's book author Gretchen Preston of Marquette, as told by Public Radio 90's Hans Ahlstrom.
A Pup's Tale by Floyd Preston. People always wonder about how we do holidays in prison. Little did I know it at the time, but my first Christmas behind bars would be my last. I'd been in the joint for 9 months when late December came around. With the passing of each month, I settled into prison life. I became what they call a walker. While many of my fellow inmates spent numerous hours in the gym pumping iron, I preferred to walk. In the early days, I whimpered at night. My cellmate assured me I would soon get used to my new home. I missed my mother, brothers, and a world without so many damn rules. The holiday season seemed to bring a glimmer of joy. Life within the cement walls was regimented, predictable, and honestly a tad boring. Anything to break up our monotonous daily routine was welcome, even Christmas. I walked 3 times every day. In my laps around the cell block and prison grounds, I made a point to greet my fellow inmates and the staff whenever I passed. In between walks, I exercised in the cell block by standing up, sitting down, and lying down, over and over again. There wasn't much else to do. I never left the cell block alone. This just wasn't done. To my relief, my cellmate accompanied me on my walks. I was the smallest inmate there. I looked different from most of the other prisoners. The men were so much bigger than me. I was just a kid. Early on, I learned to stay cool, keep quiet, stick close to my cellmate, and to hang loose. Occasionally, one of the men would take an over-exuberant liking to me. Thankfully, my cellmate would step in and bully him to keep hands off. This I appreciated more than he would ever know. He taught me the ropes of prison life. We worked together, exercised together, and shared the same space 24/7. The other inmates soon began referring to us as an inseparable team. In my 3rd month, I had a light bulb moment. One day it dawned on me that life was easier when one was obedient. Rewards are so much better than scorn. On my walks, I made a point to put on a happy face. It seemed to work. Even the scariest of inmates smiled at me when I passed through their cell block. One especially large inmate with a scar on his hand nicknamed me Pup, a handle that stuck. During non-work times, most of the men slept, looked at magazines, read books, smoked or watched TV. I sat on my bed and thought about life, listened to their chatter. When holiday music rang from our wing, a sense of nostalgia clung in the air. Some men sang along. Others cursed the whole Christmas thing. I could not let myself be sad. I was more the happy-go-lucky type. With Christmas approaching, I thought about what kind of a special gift I could give to the men, especially the sad ones. I had no money, but what I did have was personality. My holiday gift would be to try to make each man smile. I expected nothing in return except a shared moment of happiness. On my next walk, I would begin my mission. By mid-afternoon, the correctional facility was crawling with rabbis, chaplains, and colored clergy. I swear every one of them stopped by our cell block to extend a holiday greeting and to invite my cellmate and me to their holiday service. I tried to be gracious, but I was anxious to get on with my 3 o'clock walk. Usually I was grateful for any slight alteration of our daily monotonous routine, but not today. I was anxious to make my rounds and see how many grins I could muster. When the last minister finally left our cell block, my cellmate snapped off the radio. I had been biding my time listening to a country gal's rendition of a classic Christmas carol. As we walked to the end of the long hallway, we were launched into a variety of holiday worlds. At the end of our cell block, I could hear loud music with an abrasive beat bellowing like thunder. The holiday tune suddenly made me miss my family. No joyous family members would come to visit me here. These men were my family now. All of us were incarcerated behind these cement walls. I had learned to appreciate the different types of men who were here. Each of them had made some kind of mistake. Not me. My older brother was raised behind these very same bars. I was merely following in his footsteps. It was just the way it was done in my family. Latin holiday music greeted us as we entered the big common room. The Hispanic dudes greeted us with joyful Feliz Navidad and big smiles as we entered the recreation room. What up, dog? A heavily tattooed man inquired as his buddies snorted. You two are looking good there, a visiting priest echoed. Looking good? Me? Were they complimenting me? Did these men realize what my cellmate and I had been working to accomplish all these months? Crazy thoughts ran through my mind. I glanced up at my cellmate. He was beaming. He was proud of me. I could sense it. I could feel it. I had worked by his side for all these months, and now I was getting the best gift of all. My trainer was proud of me. Yes, he's a good pup. He'll make a fine leader dog some day, I'm sure of it, he boasted. This would be the best Christmas I could ever have. My cellmate and I celebrated by taking the rest of the day off from practicing our obedience exercises. We sat together and let the other inmates entertain us. I sat close to him. Only one sad note, I would not be spending next Christmas behind bars. I would be graduating in the spring from the puppy obedience part of my training. I would be leaving my friends and handler behind. Soon after my first birthday, I would be moving on to the leader dog school for the blind. 1 month in the kennel, and then 4 months of intensive training to learn how to lead a blind person through his or her world safely. Experienced instructors would carefully assess my guiding skills, my walking gait, and personality. They would assign me to my ideal new handler. Yes, there would be another new home. I dreamt of being placed with someone special in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Happy holidays, and keep smiling. Happy holidays from Floyd, Black Lab Leader Dog Extraordinaire, Marquette.
Holiday Readings and Remembrances is a Public Radio 90 production produced at the WNMU-FM studios in the Learning Resources Center on the campus of Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.